and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Justin Finch. Iran and the United States exchanging 5 prisoners today. Iranian officials now say the 5 Americans have left Tehran. Another part of that deal, $6 billion in frozen Iranian oil money freed up. It is supposed to be used for humanitarian purposes, but critics call it a ransom. The search is on for answers into the killing of a Los Angeles sheriff's deputy. ABC's Alex Stone.
It was an ambush, and the killer is out there armed and dangerous. Investigators have no idea who it was. They have very little to go on today. And in talking with street-level deputies here in L.A. County, they're on heightened alert right now to not wear anything identifying themselves as law enforcement when they're off duty, to avoid any kind of confrontations while on duty, not knowing why the deputy was killed when they're in uniform and in a black and white patrol car. They're extra aware of who pulls up next to them and who's around them.
This is ABC News. Come the end of the month, the federal government runs out of money. A group of Republicans in the House say they have a compromise deal done that would keep things open through October. But ABC News political director Rick Klein says
the way that these things have traditionally been averted is you do a short-term spending bill. They're called continuing resolutions, and they just get you another couple of weeks worth of spending, and you move on and you fight another day. That's usually how these things end. But I think in this case, you've got sufficient numbers of Republicans who are saying, no way, no how. We're not going to do it. We're not going to stand for it anymore.
Another obstacle, the bill doesn't include any help for Ukraine. Search teams in Libya still looking for thousands of people missing after devastating floods last week. 2 dams failed, flooding the city of Derna. More than 11,000 people are confirmed dead, but around 10,000 people are still unaccounted for. And no cash bail in Illinois. The state today becoming the first in the country to eliminate it. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has released a dashboard for health and human services professionals to track self-harm data from across the state. It contains self-harm data from 2018 to 2021, focusing on non-fatal instances that resulted in hospitalization. The dashboard is intended to be a helpful tool for injury and violence prevention efforts. Average Wisconsin residents will also be able to access the dashboard and data from around the state. A Wisconsin man has pled guilty to assault after being accused of pepper spraying law enforcement officers at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. 24-year-old Riley Casper was arrested in Ashland last year after allegedly admitting on social media to pepper spraying 3 officers at the Capitol. Casper is one of at least 10 people arrested in Wisconsin in connection to the January 6th incident. He is scheduled to appear again for sentencing in December. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There's a song I haven't heard in a long time. Nicolette Larson doing a Neil Young song, A Lot of Love. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Monday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. We've got 54 degrees in Eau Claire right now and 49 degrees in Richland Center. Hey, the next story I want to talk about, well, actually what I'd like to do is talk to my producer, Sam. By the way, Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Doing great, man. I got a story here, and I wonder, do you ever go hiking out in the woods?
Not a ton, but here and there, yeah. I used to do it when I was younger. I was a Boy Scout, so I did it a lot with them.
Yeah, you got burned out on it with the Boy Scouts, and now you don't do it that much anymore, hey? Yeah, I was not a Boy Scout, but I've always been into hiking, man. It's something that I've been into my whole life. I just love getting out in the woods around all the nature, the trees and wildlife. Let me ask you this. Do you know about Wisconsin's Ice Age Trail? Have you ever heard about the Ice Age Trail?
I do. I live like 2 miles from it, or that's where I'm from at least.
Okay. Well, that's good. Then you know what I'm going to be talking about here. The Ice Age Trail. About 1,200 miles long in Wisconsin, starts way up in the northwest corner, goes across to the middle of the state, and then heads south way down almost to the southern extreme of the state, and then heads back up along the east side. So about 1,200 miles. Well, if you
are into hiking, there is a challenge that you may be interested in. I have a story here from the Green Bay Press Gazette with a headline that says the Ice Age Trails Mammoth Hike Challenge offers more than a chance to get outside in the fall. And this is something that they've done the past few years. Let me give you some of this story from the Green Bay Press Gazette. It says the Ice Age Trail Alliance, again, aims to motivate people to lace up their boots, grab their walking sticks, and explore Wisconsin's nooks and crannies with its annual Mammoth Hike Challenge. Okay, to complete the challenge, a person has to hike, walk, run, or backpack at least 43 miles of the trail and visit at least 3 trail communities during the month of October. Okay, so mark your calendar. The miles don't have to be unique, so participants can hike their favorite section multiple times if they want to, and people can participate individually or as part of a team. If that's too much, the Ice Age Trail Alliance offers ways to earn bonus miles to augment the actual hiking miles. The Ice Age Trail Alliance works to develop, conserve, maintain, and promote the nearly 1,200-mile Ice Age National Scenic Trail. This is the fourth year the nonprofit has organized the challenge. Quote, this is meant to be a fun challenge, said Amy Lord, manager of outreach and education for the Ice Age Trail Alliance. She said, push yourself a little, but mainly we want participants to have fun and explore places in Wisconsin they've never been. The program started in 2020 during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, seeded with grant money from the State Department of Tourism, also known as Travel Wisconsin, Lord said. Quote, we were really looking for ways to still encourage tourism, but do it in a safe way, Lord said. We knew the trail was open, and we wanted to encourage people to get outside and use it and explore it, end quote. Along the way, they also encouraged hikers to visit businesses in the trail communities, which are towns and cities that support and recognize the trail. Hikers loved the concept. More than 20,000 people have signed up for the Mammoth Hike Challenge since it was introduced. Even if they collectively only hiked 20 miles each, that's 400,000 miles hiked. Participants have visited all 17 of the trail communities. This year, 2 more have been added, Baraboo and Portage, bringing the total to 19. All told, organizers estimate that the challenge has added more than $1.1 million to the Wisconsin tourist economy. The value might be even greater for hikers themselves, Lord said. Part of completing the challenge includes filling out an online form that describes the segments and trail communities hikers visited. Quote, it's very humbling and very touching to read the comments, Lord said. She's read about hikers who said they were struggling with emotional darkness and found walking on the trail helped them change their outlook. Parents have written about how hiking with their children helped create memories. Others talked about how they improved their health by getting about and being more active. So how much does it cost and where do you sign up? It's free. And signing up is as easy as logging on to iceagetrail.org/mammoth-hike-challenge. Okay, I'll give you that website one more time. It's pretty easy. It's iceagetrail.org/mammoth-hike-challenge. So far, about 3,500 people have signed up, and procrastinators the Ice Age Trail Alliance gets you. It says, procrastinators, It says, procrastinators, the Ice Age Trail Alliance gets you. People can register well into October. Once people register, they'll receive itineraries highlighting the Ice Age Trail communities, invitations to events related to the challenge, and a coupon code for a discount on clothing from the event's sponsor, which is the Duluth Trading Company. So what happens when hikers complete the challenge? Well, it says once complete, hikers fill out an online completion form to receive a certificate of achievement and a special Mammoth Hike Challenge patch. It's all based on the honor system. The challenge is more than 10 miles a week. What if people don't want to or can't hike that far? Well, not everyone can hike 43 miles, a number based on the anniversary of the Ice Age Trail's designation as a National Scenic Trail. For those people, the Ice Age Trail Alliance offers bonus miles for doing activities related to the trail. For example, visiting an additional trail community will net a person 10 bonus miles. There are 6 ways to earn bonus miles. It's possible to complete the challenge without hiking at all. People also can sign up as a team, and participants' miles and trail community visits can be cumulative. Once teams are finished, they can indicate to organizers how many certificates and patches they need. All right. So if you enjoy hiking, if you enjoy getting out into the woods, being around nature and wildlife, I would highly recommend it. Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun, and it's probably good for you as well. 16 minutes, almost 17 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Going to take a break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm walking, I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 73 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 52 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 74 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers and highs in the upper 70s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 54.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Will they chase her?
Degrees in Hayward right now, 55 degrees in Amory. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. And I want to ask my producer, Sam, hey, when you were on your way into work today, you didn't happen to see an F-35 fighter jet laying around anywhere, did you?
Can't say that I did, no.
Well, this is serious. The United States is asking for help finding a missing F-35 fighter jet after the pilot ejects during a mishap. Okay, it says here the jet was left in autopilot mode, so there's a possibility it could still be airborne somewhere over South Carolina, a spokesman at Joint Base Charleston told NBC News. This piece is from NBC News, and it was posted, let's see, just earlier today, a couple hours ago. And this jet could be anywhere. It says a U.S. fighter jet's stealth abilities appear to be working too well, with authorities forced to ask the public for help finding an F-35 that went missing somewhere over South Carolina when the pilot ejected because of a mishap. It says here, Joint Base Charleston, an air base in North Charleston, said it was working with Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort to, quote, locate an F-35 that was involved in a mishap on Sunday afternoon. The pilot was able to safely eject from the aircraft, an F-35B Lightning II jet, and was taken to a local medical center in stable condition, it said in a Facebook post around 5:35 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The jet was left in autopilot mode, and the pilot ejected from the aircraft. So there is a possibility it could still be airborne. Jeremy Huggins, a spokesman at Joint Base Charleston, told NBC News over the phone. However, he said, searchers were focusing their attention north of the airbase around Lake Moultrie and Lake Marion based on the jet's last known position and coordination with the Federal Aviation Administration. Asked whether that meant that officials believed the jet could have crashed, Huggins said he was unable to elaborate, but that more information would be forthcoming. The FAA did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The circumstances that prompted the pilot to eject from the aircraft were not immediately clear. The incident attracted some criticism, with Representative Nancy Mace, Republican from South Carolina, asking in a social media post, how in the hell do you lose an F-35? How is there not a tracking device? And we're asking the public to what? Find a jet and turn it in? She wrote. The jet's transponder, which usually helps to locate the aircraft, was not working for some reason that we haven't yet determined, the Washington Post reported, citing Huggins. He said he was unable to confirm that detail as of early Monday. Aerospace giant Lockheed Martin describes the F-35 series on its website as the most advanced fighter jet in the world, as well as the most lethal, stealthy, and survivable aircraft, end quote. So if you're out and about today and happen to see an F-35 laying around somewhere, yeah, go ahead and call the Air Force. They're looking for one right now. 928, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Iran and the United States exchanging 5 prisoners today. Iranian officials now say the 5 Americans have left Tehran. Another part of that deal, $6 billion in frozen Iranian oil money freed up. It is supposed to be used for humanitarian purposes, but critics call it a ransom. The search is on for answers into the killing of a Los Angeles sheriff's deputy. ABC's Alex Stone.
it was an ambush, and the killer is out there armed and dangerous. Investigators have no idea who it was. They have very little to go on today. And in talking with street-level deputies here in L.A. County, they're on heightened alert right now to not wear anything identifying themselves as law enforcement when they're off duty, to avoid any kind of confrontations while on duty, not knowing why the deputy was killed. When they're in uniform and in a black and white patrol car, they're extra aware of who pulls up next to them and who's around them.
This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Burnett County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a man was found dead along a riverbank. According to a Sheriff's Office Facebook post, authorities received a call after a resident claimed to have found a body on the riverbank near the bridge on Grandy Dancer Trail in Swiss Township. The deceased man has been identified as 49-year-old Sean Songate of Danbury, Wisconsin. No further information has been released regarding the man's death and the case is under investigation. After a judge ruled that Wisconsin's 1849 law does not apply to voluntary abortion last week, Planned Parenthood is set to resume abortion services in the state today. It'll be the first time since June of 2022 that Planned Parenthood provides abortion services in the state after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in their Dobbs decision. Pro-choice and pro-life organizations are preparing for the resumption of abortions, with Planned Parenthood hiring top security professionals in anticipation of backlash. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Cause I know I've imagined I'm in love with you many, many, many times before. It's not like me to pretend, but I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I think about you night and day. I need you and it's true. When I think about you, I can say I'm never, 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 never blue. So I'm telling you, my friend, that I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm in love with you. Many, many, many times before. It's not like me to pretend, but I'll get you in the end. Yes, I will, I'll get you in the end.
Yes, I will, oh, yeah. Get you in the end. 9:34. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. It's at 56 degrees in La Crosse right now, and it's 50 degrees in Richland Center. And, you know, one thing we've learned about Republicans in recent years is that they don't want you to be having any sex unless you're ready to have a baby. Don't be having sex for pleasure, that's for sure. And as evidence of that fact, I have a story here that was posted on the Rolling Stone website a couple days ago, September 16th, by Tessa Stewart. And it says, the GOP is coming after your birth control, even if they won't admit it. It says here, Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is under fire for signaling on an anti-abortion survey he would restrict access to contraception if he could. And this story starts out by saying, last November, voters in Kentucky turned out in large numbers to reject the idea of adding an amendment outlawing abortion to the state constitution. But almost a year later, abortion is still illegal in Kentucky, thanks in large part to Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who defended against the challenge to the state's existing abortion ban in court this year. Now, Cameron, the Republican candidate running for governor in November, is signaling not only that he thinks abortion and contraception are virtually synonymous, but he would work to further restrict birth control in Kentucky if elected. It's funny because we were just talking about population growth earlier, right? It says here, earlier this year, Cameron filled out a survey from Northern Kentucky Right to Life that asked if he would actively support legislation that would make it a criminal offense to perform, to assist with, or to pay for an abortion. In a separate question, the survey defines abortion as including the emergency contraceptive Plan B and three other types of birth control, Norplant, Depo-Provera, and the pill. Northern Kentucky Right to Life did not respond to multiple inquiries about the survey, but Cameron did answer yes. He answered yes to several other questions as well, ranging from whether he would support amendments to the United States and Kentucky constitutions declaring that personhood begins at the point of fertilization, which would effectively outlaw emergency contraception and some IUDs and represent a much more aggressive amendment than the one decisively defeated last year, to whether he would support the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. In parentheses, it says roughly one-fifth of Kentuckians get their health care through Medicaid, which was expanded under the Affordable Care Act. Cameron has previously said he would not reverse the Medicaid expansion. Piece goes on and says, on Friday, Cameron pushed back against news coverage of his survey responses, saying, it is absolutely ridiculous to suggest I oppose or want to criminalize birth control or contraception. That's what he told Bluegrass Live. It's worth noting that Cameron was not alone. According to the anti-abortion organizations that collected the surveys, the Republican candidates for Secretary of State, Auditor of Public Accounts, State Treasurer, and Commissioner of Agriculture gave the same set of answers. In other words, yes to all those questions. The responses, while stunning for mainstream political candidates, track with the growing mission creep among anti-abortion groups and the politicians courting them in the wake of Roe v. Wade's reversal. Increasingly, those groups, with help from Republican officials they endorse, are targeting access to birth control in addition to access to abortion. In his Dobbs concurrence last year, Justice Clarence Thomas suggested that the court should reconsider a host of landmark decisions, including Griswold v. Connecticut, guaranteeing protection for birth control. Elected Republicans and anti-abortion activists have been picking up what Thomas put down. Last fall, Idaho's No Public Funds for Abortion Act went into effect, which prohibits health clinics at public universities from dispensing or telling students where to obtain emergency contraception except for in cases of rape. In Ohio this year, 35 Republicans in Ohio's assembly have backed a bill that would declare personhood begins at fertilization, threatening access to Plan B and IUDs. And just last week in Oregon, an anti-abortion group filed a lawsuit seeking to invalidate a state law that requires companies to offer insurance coverage for contraception. Meanwhile, last year in the U.S. House of Representatives, 195 Republicans, which is 93% of the caucus, voted against codifying federal protections for birth control. Okay, let me read that again. Last year in the U.S. House of Representatives, 195 Republicans, which is 93% of the Republicans, voted against codifying federal protections for birth control. In other words, they don't want the birth control to be protected. At the same time, many Republicans, like Cameron, have issued statements ridiculing the idea that they are anti-birth control. Cameron justified his opposition to the ACA, the Affordable Care Act mandate, requiring coverage for birth control by saying he simply believes, quote, in upholding the fundamental right to religious freedom. No one should be compelled to act against their religious beliefs. That includes taxpayers, end quote. Cameron's campaign did not respond to a request for comment from Rolling Stone, but his survey responses are firmly on brand for the Republican, who has embraced, as Attorney General of Kentucky, some of the most hostile positions toward women's reproductive health as possible. Earlier this year, the Biden administration implemented a rule blocking state officials from obtaining information about reproductive health care, including birth control and fertility treatments that residents get outside of their home states. Cameron opposed that rule, joining attorneys general from several other Republican-controlled states in a letter accusing the administration of attempting to, quote, wrest control over abortion back from the people in defiance of the Constitution and Dobbs, end quote. Cameron has also joined an amicus brief urging the Supreme Court to uphold a lower court decision that revoked FDA authorization for the abortion drug mifepristone. The court declined. He joined a separate letter threatening the pharmacy chains, Walgreens and CVS, with legal action if they chose to dispense abortion medication. The letter had an impact. Walgreens declared it would not dispense the medication, an outcome Cameron was very pleased by. And it says very pleased in quotation marks, so that must have been his response at some point. Beyond defending the state's near-total abortion ban, a law that does not include any exceptions for rape or incest, one of Cameron's highest-profile efforts as attorney general has been picking a fight with Yelp over its decision to flag for users that crisis pregnancy centers, quote, do not offer abortions or referrals to abortion providers, just giving their readers or people looking up information on Yelp some information that they should know. But for this, Cameron accused the company of discrimination. In addition to securing the backing of Northern Kentucky Right to Life, Cameron has won endorsements from a host of other anti-abortion groups, including National Right to Life, Kentucky Right to Life Victory Pack, and Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America. On the campaign trail, Cameron has made his views on abortion the centerpiece of his candidacy, declaring his vision for Kentucky is, quote, a vision in which we make sure that those that are unborn are able to reach their God-given potential, end quote. Kentucky, meanwhile, has the second highest maternal mortality rate in the nation. That piece from Rolling Stone about a guy who's running for governor down in Kentucky, Daniel Cameron. The fact that Republicans are coming after your birth control. Be on the lookout. Hey, the next thing I want to get to is, do you know what's going on with, the United Nations annual get-together is kicking off this week in New York. And of course, whenever that happens, there will be lots of demonstrations, protesting, people trying to get their voice heard about what's going on in the world. Well, this is something important that I want to draw your attention to. This is from the Associated Press. It says, tens of thousands march to kick off climate summit, demanding end to warming-causing fossil fuels. Are we there yet? Is it time? Should we go ahead and say we've had enough? I'll give you just a little bit of this before we go to the break. It says, yelling that the future and their lives depend on ending fossil fuels, tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday kicked off a week where leaders will try once again to curb climate change, primarily caused by coal, oil, and natural gas. And give you a little bit more of this right after we take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 73. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, 52. Overcast tomorrow, highs level off around 74. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 57.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Must be mighty close at hand.
remarkable, huh? Pretty prophetic, if you ask me, considering that song was recorded and released back in 1970 by Quicksilver, Messenger Service. What About Me is the title of that piece, the title track from the album of the same name, talking about many of the issues we are facing today, right? Climate issues, environmental issues, marijuana, and injustice. Yeah, sometimes it takes a long time for things to change. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:55 right now. And we've got 55 degrees in Eau Claire, 58 degrees in Amory right now. And speaking of the environment, just before the break, I was talking about this piece in the Associated Press and what went on yesterday, a big march in New York about climate change, what's going on. This headline here says, tens of thousands march to kick off climate summit, demanding end to warming causing fossil fuels. And it says here, and by the way, this piece was posted last night, yelling that the future and their lives depend on ending fossil fuels, tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday kicked off a week where leaders will try once again to curb climate change, primarily caused by coal, oil, and natural gas. But protesters say it's not going to be enough, and they aimed their wrath directly at U.S. President Joe Biden, urging him to stop approving new oil and gas projects, phase out current ones, and declare a climate emergency with larger executive powers. Quote, we hold the power of the people, the power you need to win this election, said 17-year-old Emma Beretta of Brooklyn of the youth protest group Fridays for Future. If you want to win in 2024, if you do not want the blood of my generation to be on your hands, end fossil fuels. That's a 17-year-old speaking. The March to End Fossil Fuels featured such politicians as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and actors Susan Sarandon, Ethan Hawke, Edward Norton, Kyra Sedgwick, and Kevin Bacon. But the real action on Broadway was where protesters crowded the street, pleading for a better but not so hot future. It was the opening salvo to New York's Climate Week, where world leaders in business, politics, and the arts gather to try to save the planet, highlighted by a new special United Nations summit on Wednesday. Many of the leaders of countries that cause the most heat-trapping carbon pollution will not be in attendance, and they won't speak at the summit organized by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in a way that only countries that promise new concrete action are invited to speak. Organizers estimated 75,000 people marched yesterday. It's a good thing. Maybe we'll have marches all around the country pretty soon. It looks like we've run out of time for today. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great day and do something nice for someone today. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
This is my home. This is where I belong.
Delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the ABC Civic Media
News
app.
I'm